Hello, welcome to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fojo. He is a voice called to restore the dignity of humanity, to demonstrate the power of the Holy Spirit, to reveal the true identity of Christ in us, to raise and build people of absolute dominion, to raise a fearless generation, to bring salvation to the unsaved, revival to the brokenhearted, liberate men from captivity, to reveal the absoluteness of the Holy Ghost, to break the walls of denominization and bring about unity in the body of Christ across the continent. And now, today's message.
The book of Luke, chapter 18, the verse number 1.
And he spake a parable unto them, to this end,
yes,
that men ought always to pray and not to faint.
Yes, sir.
Verse 2, saying, there was in a city a judge,
yes,
which feared not God, neither regarded man. Verse 3. And there was a widow in that city. And she came unto him, saying,
yes,
avenge me of my adversary.
My God.
And he would not for a while.
My God.
But afterward, he said within himself, though I fear not God, nor regard man, yet because this widow troubled me, I will avenge her, lest by her continual coming she weary me.
My God.
And the Lord said, hear what the unjust judge said. And shall not God avenge his own elect, which cry day and night unto him?
My God.
Though he bear long with them.
All right. Please, you can stay here for me. Are you blessed already? Okay, so if you came with a book and a pen, or if you came with a pad, you can just write the word, the mystery of prayer. Today we'll talk very deep things tonight. God is good. Are you blessed already? Now, I have told myself to always do this before I begin to preach gospel here. Now hear this. God in his infinite wisdom has never honored the passion of a man. I repeat. Whenever people come before the Lord and they seek answers through prayer and supplication, one thing that stands them out in God's kingdom is the understanding they have concerning what they pray about and not the passion they have. Being passionate only gives you access in the presence of a spirit. Being knowledgeable gives you the power to control the will of the spirit. I repeat, you are here because you are in love with the Father. You are here because you are passionate about kingdom service. But loving God is not enough until the love you claim you have for God finds alignment with his wisdom for a man's life. Because everything about the life of a man's destiny flings from the act of knowledge. When people are not knowledgeable about how God operates, they peg themselves. In other words, they plateau to a height in the spirit whereby life can't find a day. So, if people claim they are lovers of God, yet what they know about God's principle is different from God's original purpose, you limit yourself in so many ways. You didn't hear me. The devil has no force in a man's life until the devil sees the depth of a man's ignorance. You didn't hear me? Watch me. The devil is not powerful. Your ignorance has made him powerful. Oh, does it make sense? Now, this is not to say that demons can't operate. But many believers don't know that what empowers a demon to function is how ignorant you are. When the devil enters your life, the enemy wants to look at which angle he can look at to fight you. Because any area the devil fights the most is the area God has prepared to give you honor. Oh, did you hear me? Oh, did you hear that? Oh, did you hear that? I repeat. The devil cannot attack everything about your life. Yeah, is that correct? The devil is not powerful to fight a man holistically. No. The devil must fight which part of your life has the power to give God honor. And then he baptizes you with the spirit of ignorance. Because when the enemy defeats that area that has your destiny, you have no life. Am I communicating, church? So, please, in this end time, you must be consistent with the knowledge that brings about kingdom life experience. Today you will learn. Hear this. This is Jesus Christ telling the church what he desires for men to do in order for them to call him a man. He didn't say you have to breathe to be called a man. He says you ought to pray to be called a man. So according to God's original counsel, you can breathe like mere men. But when there's no prayer, also have no life as a man. What God defines as a man is not the one that has the flesh, but the one that has mysteries. Please, listen to me well. You may wake up from your bed like human beings do. But if God is to look at your life from his crucible, you realize there's no altar that's put on your behalf. And any man that has no prayer life has no life as a person. Because God will validate your existence based on what you do. Please, listen to me well. This is Jesus telling the people that a man ought to pray and not to faint. Now, this is Jesus speaking as a spirit being, giving us the needed qualification for a man. And he says, you don't have to eat to be called a man. You don't have to sit to be called a man. He says, as a spirit being, we define flesh based on the man's intimacy. So you may be busy doing any other activity. When there's nothing that gives you honor as a person through prayer, you have no life. So you can tell me you are 55 years old. Thank God for that testimony. But in God's kingdom, you have no life. Because we can tell people's age based on their prayer life. Watch me. Watch me. God did not say, I was yesterday. He said, I am yesterday. He didn't say, I am today and I will be tomorrow. He says, I am yesterday, I am today, I am tomorrow. Please hear this. If you are to put this literally into English language, it is wrong. Oh, if that makes sense. Because there should be a separation between yesterday, today, and tomorrow. But God is telling us in his own context, yesterday is today and today is tomorrow. So watch this. If you claim you are a man for the age you have, you may have an experience. But in God's crucible, as a man, that thing called past is today and tomorrow. Amen. Okay, Apostle, come. This is Apostle here. Come. So are you blessed already? Okay. So I may want to look at Apostle's manly features to call him a man. Now, God says, if I begin to call this man of God a man because of his physical features, I'm wrong. Because where God resides, you cannot see the difference between a man and a woman. Oh, hello? In God's kingdom, you will not see a feminine species and a masculine species. Because everybody has been clothed in glory. So the definition for a man in heaven is glory. Am I communicating? So if I'm calling Apostle here a man from God's perspective, it is because he has an altar that guides his life. If I dare call him a man for what he does, I'm wrong. So you see, you can be sincere in your rendition, still be wrong in calculation. If that makes sense. Because God says there has to be something about a man's life that gives him honor as God. And God says that thing can only be developed through prayer. So many believers are hoping, they are actually anticipating that God will look at their hearts to bless them. And God says, no, I only give things to men. But what makes a person a man is a prayer. If there's no prayer life, I can't honor you as a person. So don't tell me you are praying when there's no prayer validating your presence. Oh, am I communicating, church? So if you complain you are not a man, you are a child. Because miracles are not for children, miracles are for men. The Bible says the endless expectation of the world is to see the rise of the sons and the daughters of God. Or am I communicating? So when things are tough and you cry, you are a child. But when things are tough and you stand up and you pray, you are a man. Because once you speak, everything will work for you. Lift up your hand, somebody. We came to raise an enlightened generation that will not complain. We came to raise an enlightened generation that will not complain. I prophesy as you lift your hands above your head that you are coming over and you are changing everything about your destiny. You are breaking through and I see you rising up. Scream and say, I believe it. Please have a seat for me. Please, am I communicating here? Oh, am I communicating here? Apostle, please come.
So, be very careful to blame God for things you are supposed to do for yourself.
Look at me. Write it for me.
God will not give me through a miracle what must come through knowledge.
I repeat.
God will not give me through a miracle what must come through knowledge.
You see,
the whole idea of a miracle isn't only about a man's thinking on how God can change their life, but also how calculative you are in the patterns and the mysteries of God you have in your heart. Oh, did you hear that? No, I'm saying these deep things because I know you understand deep things here. Does it make sense here? You see, it is on earth that a breakthrough looks big in your eye. No, did you hear that? It is among men that a miracle is big.
Oh, talk to me, church.
Where we come from in God's kingdom, God says what you call healing is actually the bread for children.
So you see the children there. When you are asking for healing, that's your face in heaven. Oh, you didn't hear me. Oh, am I communicating here?
So if, for instance, if we lift up the wheelchair now, you'll be screaming everywhere. That realm in heaven has no honor. Because it happens like breathing. It says, if you believe in me, greater works shall you do. So I may prophesy from A to Z, it will not be a wonder unto God. But what validates my presence in heaven as a person is how I pray. Because when I pray, I evolve as God.
Well, how am I communicating?
When I pray, the godly dimension in me manifests.
Well, am I communicating?
When I pray, I have the power to tell the beginning. I have the power to tell the end. Now, are you aware that Moses went to Mount Horeb to pray for 40 days? He forgot he was there for 40 days because he swallowed the presence of God. He was there for 40. He didn't know it was 40 days because the presence was everything to him. Can you imagine that when Moses went up to Mount Horeb, the Bible says God showed him the beginning of the world and showed him the end of the world. When people pray, God listens to them. When people pray, God comes out of them. When people pray, God sits in them. When people pray, God expands them. I'm telling you, my troubles are too small because I'm the carrier of God. But my things are too small because I'm the carrier of God. I'm the carrier of God.
I'm preaching here. I'm preaching here. Oh, are you sure? Watch this.
The Bible says Moses died and the devil was present to fight with the angel of the Lord over the dead body of a man. My question is this. Of what importance is the life of a dead person?
Talk to me, somebody.
It was even God that actually had to hide the dead body of Moses. My question is, what was it about the life of a dead person that even the devil himself was contending for that? Now, God told me this. You cannot see God face to face and live as a normal person. Do you believe that? The Bible says for 40 days, Moses beheld the glory of God until the people had to cover his face with a veil because he was shining bright like the sun. Oh, does it make sense? You see, the testimony is not what I have, but what I've matured to become. So God did not call Abraham the father of all nations because he had a child. He called him the father of all the nations because he discovered the mystery in the spirit. You didn't hear me. There are two kinds of babies in the spirit. The ones you give birth to and the ones you discover. You didn't hear me. You can give birth to a child and after some days, the life of the baby will expire. But once you discover a mystery in the spirit, all things are yours. All things are yours. All things are yours. I'm telling you. Can I prophesy here? A time is coming. We will not need any plan again. We will fly by air. I'm telling you. We are going back to revival where we will pray and things will happen. We are going back where we will pray
everything will happen. Somebody say yes.
Why are you blessed? Look, we haven't still started here too. Oh, I'm still doing introduction here. Oh, am I communicating? Abraham had no Bible. Yet he knew the code of prosperity. There was no Bible to help the life of Abraham. Yet the wealth he had was above people's understanding. What did he know? The Bible says he was so powerful that God had to validate his life as a Bible for us to read by. He was so powerful that the Jesus that intended to come in some time to save generation from sin and iniquity had to come and meet Abraham first for permission. Because God made him the governor of the heaven and the earth. What did he know? There was nobody to tell Abraham that if you meet a priest, you have to give him tithe. But he was so discerning that he could give one tenth of whatever he had to Melchizedek. Who taught him? There was no church. Yet, he was so inclined that the things he knew, some believers are struggling to even know one tenth. What did he know? Are you aware when after he died, he went to heaven? God says, I will call this place Abraham's bosom. Even holy angels don't have the right and the ranking to be named after a part in heaven. What did God say about Abraham's life? The Bible says for 75 years, he was an idol worshiper. How does a man worship idol for 75 years? And he used 25 years to break the altars. Whereby heaven now validates your life. What did he know? No, how come for 25 years, he could tell the difference in God's voice? God called him Abraham, my friend. If you were a friend, there are days you may not be okay. So the man could tell God's feelings if God is happy. And God says, will I hide anything from Abraham, my friend? What did he know? There was no preacher, yet he was the Bible. You didn't hear me? Apostle Paul calls us living epistle. I mean, if I read Colossians chapter 3 verse 5 and I don't understand that message, when I look at your life should tell me the meaning of what I've written, because I am a living epistle. Oh, you didn't hear me? Somebody lift your hands above your head. I'm telling you, where we are going to, it will become the days of Elijah. You may not understand us, but you have to join us. I'm telling you, lift your hands above your head. I prophesy. May God grant you grace. Somebody say yes. Please, am I preaching here? I began preaching here too. Oh, God is good. No, I'm only showing you the dimensions that God has given unto men. Are you aware that it was Abraham that discovered the mystery called faith? Oh, true or false? For a very long time, when people go through troubles in life, we tell them have faith in God. Faith appeared because Abraham existed. If there was no Abraham, there would be faith. So what you call believing in God for the supernatural means believing in Abraham. You didn't hear me? Let me break it down for you. You know, the names that God gives unto people are encapsulations of whatever they've discovered. In God's kingdom, there is a difference between your identity and your name. On earth, it sounds the same. In heaven, it's different. In heaven, your name is your assignment. If God gives you a name, it means you are carrying an assignment. If God gives you an identity, it means you are carrying prophecy. Can you hear me? Let me break it down. Now, you realize that all this while, the Lord saw how meek Abraham was. But he still didn't change his name from Abraham to Abraham. When he passed the test to become the father of the nation, God says, I have to give a name. That name means father of all nations. Now, it's not just a common name. It's actually an assignment. He's being called to be the watcher of all the earth and the heavens. Does it make sense? So God is not permitted to give a man a name until you've been qualified for an assignment. Does it make sense? Uh-huh. And watch this. If God is to release a prophetic word, it means there is something on your head that governs your life. Because if a spirit does not speak, he cannot move with you. Am I communicating, church? So God says, Abraham, through faith, understood that I cannot know who God is until I believe in him. And God says, I will name this pattern after you. So when you claim you've believed God for the invincible and for the impossible, it's because Abraham lived that life. Am I communicating? Oh, am I communicating here? Watch me. If all you know about God are the things your pastor teaches you, you'll be limited. Not because your pastor is not powerful, but because the life of every man you meet on earth is an accuracy of their understanding or limitation of their understanding. Oh, am I communicating, church? So God says there are virgin dimensions in God that people are yet to explore. Oh, am I communicating, friends? That is the life God wants men to live. So look at somebody like a Reverend Philip or Evangelist Philip. He was preaching to a whole crowd. God says, wait, I want to transport you by air. Because if you go by the donkey, it will take days, it will take months. So go by the air and preach to one person and come back to me. Do you know why? Because any man covenanted by God is a sentry in the spirit. Now, are you aware when he flew, he teleported, he still came back and it was a miracle? So what do you define as a miracle then? Apostle Paul went to Greece in Europe. After preaching, the best way to give him name was to name him after an idol. You see, we are perverse that we believe in comfort. The very moment the enemy makes you believe in comfortability, death is calling your name. Because where we are in God's kingdom, fire is our abode. We cannot be comfortable. So you are sad that there's no baby. And God says, why are you sad because there's no child? Whereas in God's kingdom, I don't validate motherhood based on babies. It took Sarah 25 years to be called a physical mother. But angels adored her as a mother. Not because she had a child, but because her life discovered a pattern in the spirit. No. Just imagine telling me that God is good because of physical money. It is a testament for the season, not an eternal thing. You didn't hear me? Because you will need money today. You will need money tomorrow. You need money every day. Oh, am I communicating? But Solomon says, I don't need physical money. Just give me wisdom. Because wisdom is the spirit of money. He says, don't give me physical. Just give me wisdom. He says, when the spirit of money lives in my heart, anywhere I enter, I can call for. Lift up your hands. I pray for somebody who wants to be here. God shall baptize you. God shall baptize you with fresh oil, with fresh fire. Somebody say, yes. Hello. You see, you can be anybody you want to be at any time, at any place, at anywhere. You didn't hear me? Years ago, prophet asked me, man of God, can you preach in a little assembly? I said, what do you call little assembly? Because Jesus, the greatest preacher, after performing signs and wonders, on the day of his death, only one person was with him. That was John the Beloved. And you see, watch me. Among all the disciples, John the Beloved was the one that had the deepest encounter. He went to heaven and God showed him deeper dimensions. You see, the glory of a church is not in numbers. The glory of a church is in the manifestation of sons and daughters. You didn't hear me? Jesus had over 72. He sucked 60 out. He kept the 12. Even among the 12, he even had 3. He says, go, I will show you another side of me. Am I communicating, friends? Look at me. Your problem is not resource. Your problem is you don't have a secret. You don't have life open. Am I communicating? When the Holy Ghost baptizes you with the spiritual mysteries in life, you will command ease. It is called prayer. You see,
There are things you can say that God should give you, will be tired. In fact, you don't even know what you need. Only God has to show you mercy. Oh, I'm telling you. That is why God is still making intercession on our behalf in the heavens. Look at me. I don't believe if people die, they finish their assignment. I do believe when people die, they enter into the original state of the assignment. You hear me? People don't finish their work when they die. Because what God describes as death is not what people experience, but the separation of life and God himself. Am I communicating? When people die, they enter into the original state of their assignment. Jesus Christ came as an intercessor. So even in heaven, he's still interceding. Am I communicating, friends? Lift your hands above your head. God knows what you need. He knows what you deserve. He knows what you need. He knows what you deserve. Can I prophesy? You will not cry again, because God is changing your story. You will not cry again. God is changing your story. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes. Somebody say yes.
Ah, Mikatuba. Ezekosa.
Oh, you may laugh at me now, but I have seen the future. Oh, hello. You may laugh at me now, but I have seen the future. Greater is he that lives in me. Greater is he that lives in me. Look at 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 me. You see, my question is this. The Bible says, in the beginning, God made the heavens and the earth. And I hear preachers say that God lives in heaven. So if God began the creation by first creating the heavens and the earth, where was God before he made the heavens and the earth? Oh, hello. If we claim God resides in the heavens, and we claim he began his creation method by first creating heaven and earth, where was he before he made heaven and earth? And I remember that God is both the house of God and the person of God. You didn't hear me. Meaning God lived in God. So God became his house. Oh, am I communicating? So if God says greater is he that lives in you, it means your destiny lives inside of you. You didn't hear me. Your destiny is bigger than your tomorrow. I'm telling you. If God has said it, he will do it. If God has said it, he will do it. Clap your hands and give God praise in the house. Ay, ay, ay. Are you blessed? Tell somebody, I am a man. Oh, do you believe that? Do you believe that? Somebody, I am a man. Look at me. The things we are concerned about are things we can easily receive when we have the understanding that brings them to pass. Oh, do you believe that? Oh, do you believe that? Yeah. Out of my belly shall flow rivers, rivers of living water. Out of my belly shall flow rivers. Wave your hands, church. When singing out of my belly, see out of shall flow rivers. Raise your hands. We sing out of my belly, say. shocked if I tell you we haven't gotten into the half of the message. Can you believe that? No, it is called a revival summit. Oh, do you believe that? After the service, you get back to your place and things will respond to you. And you ask, how did this happen? No, what language did Noah speak to command even snakes to listen to him? Oh, you didn't hear me. No, what did Noah do that even the lions could come to him? Oh, you didn't hear me. No, he chanted in the atmosphere and the best came to him. No. Am I communicating, friends? Look at me. So, sometimes when things are not happening as we expect them to happen, the blame has never been God. The blame can't be God. The blame will never be God. We have refused to be spiritual people because the answer to life's casualship is a man being spiritual. Because on the count of intimacy, all things are yours. You see, Adam didn't have to pray for food because he was the envoy of a spiritual kingdom that seeks to bring about power. So just imagine complaining you don't have something to eat when God says the keys to command abundance is on your inside. Jesus, Papa, the people are hungry. He says, oh, that's fine. What do you have? Give me. Somebody gave him bread and fish. He didn't pray that God should increase the bread. He only thanked God. Huh? Your maturity in the kingdom is found in the understanding you have concerning principles. Don't tell me you served God for 20 years when there's no mysteries in the spirit that can affect your actions. You see, we are gods on earth. You didn't hear me? We are not physical people. We are gods on earth. Am I communicating, friends? Yes. You see, the urgency that God gave unto Elijah will not permit people talk about how he came. He appeared anyhow. Such men could tell how to live on earth. Can you imagine Elijah became a system in the spirit? But the Bible says that Elijah had to come again. No. Even those in our belief that you can die and come again, Elijah opened that chapter in the spirit. Everybody was seeing John the Baptist baptizing people. God said, that's Elijah there. How did somebody leave and come back again? No. Do you know that God listens to the cry of the widow and the widower? By Israel, he could cross the heavens for 3 years and will be fed by a big, by an animal. Am I communicating? No. David did not use a sling to kill Goliath. The sling was only a system he used in bringing it to pass because he lived in the flesh. But in the spirit, he chanted, he spoke, and never had to fall. He says, before I bring you down, you see the birds in the air. I will take off your head and give it to it. I'm telling you, we are powerful. We are powerful. We are powerful. The devil is too small to fight us down. When you are bringing us down, we are going up. Lift your hands above your head. I don't care about my troubles. Because if God be with me, who can be?
We say generations after generations, we praise in you, we praise in you, your door. Generation after generation, keep praising you, keep praising you, you're the one.
Yes.
Clap your hands together for Jesus. Oh, God is good. You see, can you imagine I've only spoken about the word man? Not even prayer yet. Oh, are you blessed? Also, what did Mary know? That angels would have to come to her and tell her that permit the King of Kings use your womb as a pulpit. Do you know that Mary also preached? But she didn't need microphone. Her womb was the pulpit. If you seek for pulpit and you seek for microphone, you limit your impact. You can also enter a place in the kingdom where other things can preach. And that message, you don't have to speak, you have to leave it. Am I communicating? Hey, you can never preach about the gospel and forget Mary. It's impossible. Anytime you mention Jesus, you have to mention the mother. Oh, two of us. So even in heaven, she's still preaching. Oh, am I communicating? No, you see, you are trying to limit your life to your physical understanding. No, your life was created to live in honor of the kingdom. You can't do what you feel like doing. When emotion enters, destruction begins. I'm telling you. Sometimes, when you think you are going down, in the actual sense, you are actually coming up. Because you are a seed. And a seed has to die to come up. You've done so much for me. I cannot tell me no, I regret it. We say, you've done so much for me. I cannot tell me no. Could feed 5,000 people. But we've also neglected that there was a miracle also in that same miracle. How did he speak to 5,000 men without a microphone? You are looking at the miracle as the food he commanded. But what about the speech? Now, we are close to 100 in this room. If I try to speak for 2 hours, I'll lose my voice. But the Bible says he stood by the seaside. The sea has shores. It comes with a noise. So how were the people able to hear him? He echoed from heaven. So when he speaks from the heavens, he enters the heart of men. So you will not know what he's saying, but something is speaking to you. Hello. The guy is talking to you. You will not hear what he's saying, but something is happening in your heart. So you go home and like, I don't know what the man said. But something has changed in my life. I'm telling you. And you'll be like, I don't know what to preach, but something has changed in my life. Yes, we are spiritual people. Our food is the holy man of heaven. Oh, yes. God can feed us every day from the heavens. I'm telling you. Oh, do you believe us? Somebody say, yes, Lord. Oh, are you blessed? So, you see, the
idea of God calling somebody a man has got nothing to do with the embodiment of the flesh. But you understand you're a spiritual person living to discover mysteries in life. It makes you a man. Because when people pray, they don't become ordinary again. You see, at the time, I hear people say that in the first generation, people did not have access to knowledge. Well, I understand. If they tell me they didn't have access to the present civilization, I understand that. But don't tell me knowledge. Because a spirit cannot rule until spirit sees knowledge. So for Jesus to have come at that time should tell you how far they were. Because the things you know today, they came from them. How did your forefathers come up with systems to create mortars and pestle when there was no school for them? Meaning we are backwards in our own civilization. Because if the techniques you deploy today came from the early fathers, then what have we discovered? Because literally, you are only inventing what was the past. Talk to me, church. Are you blessed? Tell somebody, I'm not ordinary. Oh, are you blessed? So just imagine deducing your life. You are deducing your life. Reducing your life just to fit in something that will pass one day. I'm being honest. Now, don't get me wrong. It's not pride here. But Prof will tell you, we have never envied anybody. We are sinners, but we have never envied anybody. Do you believe that? Yes. Because we are not scared by the results you command. Does it make sense? Yes. You see, there will be fear when there's no revelation. But once you have a revelation, there's comfort. Do you know why? The way people say time waits for no man, it is in the physical world. In the realm where we come from, we can stop time. Oh, do you know the sun is time? And Joshua says, let the sun stand still. You hear me? We can stop and say the sun should not move. I said this in honor of God's glory. Don't get me wrong. When we started Facebook Live, there was nobody doing Facebook Live. Unless you were a novice on social media. But if you are around 2015, 16, you know that God used us as the foundations to bring forth better. I'm not bragging here. I have a track record. When we started Facebook Live prophesying, people thought it was fake. Oh, hello. Now, prophet knows that when I see youngsters like this, I'm moved to bring forth revival and prophecy. When I meet aged men, I begin to prophesy. Not because I can't do prophecy, but because, you see, you are the key of the future. You need something to bend you. You see, look at me. I told you that if you are giving a cutlass to chop down a building and you are giving 6 hours, use 5 hours, 59 minutes to sharpen the sword. Do you know why? Because when you are sharp, the world will stand for you. When God told us that the season has ended, it didn't make sense then. It makes sense now. Do you know why? Because men of covenant go ahead of them. If you live in time, you are limited in time. If you live above time, time becomes a servant. You didn't hear me. One day, you look at yourself and say, God, thank you for making me this way. One day, you will look at yourself in that mansion and say, God, thank you. Look at me. If your legs are tired, your heart is not tired. You didn't hear me. You can either run with your leg or run with your heart. If you run with your leg, you'll be tired. But you can never be tired when you run with your heart. Because the heart is the machine of the body. So my legs can be tired, but my heart is not tired. One day the vision will become reality. Somebody say, yes, Lord.
Oh, did you believe that? That mega church you want to build, when it happens, you'll be like, ah, so God, you were preparing me for all this. Study your Bible. The Bible never said when the angel appeared to Elizabeth, the mother of John the Baptist, it took them 6 months. The Bible says that same day the angel spoke to Elizabeth that you will give birth to a prophet who will come and baptize Jesus Christ. That was the same day the angel went to Mary. Now, angels are not powerful enough to be everywhere at the same time. So meaning one season passed and they had to go visit. But the Bible says when both of them met after the Holy Ghost encounter, the babies in the stomach lived. And John the Baptist was now 6 months old. So that one day vision that was spoken forth by the angel actually made the baby 6 months in the stomach. Can you imagine? So John the Baptist didn't grow for 9 months. He grew for 3 months. Am I communicating? Because time is God's servant. God says, understand what it means to pray so you can have the understanding on how mysteries work in the spirit. Because when secrets find you, find life. Am I communicating? You see, you are complaining when you can't waste your words. God is waiting to speak with somebody. And I sought for a man. I praise God. I see a lot of young people trying to learn from those who have made it in life. Learn from them, but don't desire to be like them. Do you know why? Because in life, anything that has a photocopy has no originality. No, why copy when you can stand out? No, why copy? Learn and be thankful for the parts they have gone through. But there's something that makes you special. Does it make sense? Do you know how many young girls have changed their life because they had to change their understanding on how to keep a man? Thank God most of us are youngsters here. Can I say this to you? You are not permitted to fall in love with anybody until the person that's willing to hold your hand is the one heaven has in mind for you. Do you know why? Because you cannot change anyone to like you. Love is not physical, it's spiritual. So somebody has to be sent from above to partake of your blessing. So just imagine spending time with somebody that God has not called for your life. You will kill yourself. Some of the mysteries. Are you blessed?
Yes,
sir. Oh, are you blessed?
Yes, sir.
Ah, what did these men know? Look at David. David was sacrificing lambs, sheep, oxen unto God. Until one day God says, see deeper. He realized that when they begin to kill these animals, they struggle for their life. And God told him, what is this message teaching you? God says, think deeper. And God says, as lifeless as these animals are, they are struggling to keep the life they have. He says, so when you also give up your life for me, I will not reject you anyways. The year says, our year of total sacrifice. So David said, no, a broken heart and a contrite spirit, God will never reject. He says, when I give myself to God, there's a struggle between my spirit and my flesh. But once I live in the spirit, I live a mystery life. And God says, lead that life and give that life to me. So whatever they say becomes a prophecy. These are powerful men. You see, you are here. You love the prophetic so much. What makes a man a prophet is not the words you say, but the government to establish. Because the first credentials of the King of Kings was that the government shall be upon his shoulder. So I've given you the mystery about what God thinks of men. Am I communicating, friends? Alright. So two things. Now that you've come to realize that you are a spiritual being who that God has blessed to grant you the grace to walk in endless possibilities, let me say this to you, friends. Whenever you pray, three things take place. And I'll give you one today. And then on Sunday, I'll give you the strategy of Elijah. Hallelujah. Are you blessed already? All right. So watch this. Whenever you pray as a believer, the first access God gives you, very deep, the first access you have is to live a life of destiny. God will not start answering your prayer by giving you what you want.
He actually answers your prayer by making you live a life of destiny. Somebody's asking, what then is destiny? I want you to know that destiny is not what a man becomes in the future. Destiny is the life at work in Christ that God gives the ability to live by. I repeat. I want you to know that the life of a man is not physical, it's spiritual. And that life does not end on earth. Even after you depart, you still live in that life. The realm where you are going to reside after your departure is a realm of perpetual continuation. So there's no way God will ever limit the future of himself to a man when there's limitation. Does it make sense, friends? So if God says a man has lived a destiny life, it means there's a life at work in God that he gives you the grace to live by that same life. So others can benefit from it. You didn't hear me? Let me break it down for you. Watch me. Whatever people call the future that appears the next day for them, according to God, happens to be the past of eternity. Hear me? When what you think is about to happen in that realm where God resides in, it's already happened. That money you are anticipating to receive has been given to you already. So how then do you call destiny future when you are a carrier of God and that life God is already past? Do you believe that? Okay, so I mean, you are prophetic people. Before our prophet of God tells us what God has said about the future, that life has already happened in the spirit, but yet to find manifestation in the flesh. So if you think your future has got to do with what is about to happen, remember, since you carry God, there will be a depletion in your path, because that has already happened in God's kingdom. Does it make sense here? So destiny cannot be future. Destiny is God. Am I communicating, friends? If Prophet Benjamin becomes a multi-millionaire today, it will become a miracle for those who don't know who I am. But in God's kingdom, it's already happened. Because what has not happened cannot happen. That is why you cannot trust your gift. Your gift is limited. Your gift is a presence, not what you have. Because whatever you have, others have it in numerous ways. Somebody can have to command 10,000, all because of capacity wise. Say destiny. A lot of people are doing things their heart told them to follow, not because God said so. Do you know that? 90% of people's mistake came because God didn't speak. They felt they could make things work. You see, you don't live destiny by feelings. You don't decide to act and you act. When you are under the command of God himself, when he speaks, then you follow. Because anything God has not said, no party has been made for that. That idea, when you want to come up with things in life, will make you suffer. Watch me. If you feel that God has been wicked, you've been actually bad to yourself because you chose not to tell you. Everybody limited in life was once warned. They didn't listen to it. It is better for people to be disappointed in you than to disappoint God. It's better for them to mock at you for the life you have than for you to cover your shame and allow God fail. There are many people ministering behind the pulpit today. They lack authority. They only have oratory. They can talk. But when they speak, nothing happens. Do you know why? Because they have been depleted in honor. What makes you powerful is the image you carry. You see, God can cause a man to be so powerful that you become the owner of a town. Last week in Kumasi, I told them that Saul, who became Paul, killed Christians in Jerusalem. What the Bible says that God will sit in Jerusalem to render judgment unto the nations. Does it make sense, friends? Now, why would God allow people die in the city where he will sit to render judgment? Have you asked why? But the Bible says on his path to Damascus, light appeared and he got blind. It did not happen just because it was a time. It was because somebody called Ananias prayed with the Christians that death will not happen in this city. The Bible says Jesus appeared and Saul became blind. After speaking to Saul, he went back to heaven and says, in order for your eye to be opened, go and look for Ananias the prophet, because he's the one that rules the city. When he says, I shall listen to you, I'll listen to you. So as you are seeing Damascus as a town, God is seeing Damascus as a person. So just imagine bragging with cars. You see, now this is not to say that these things are not very important, but they actually increase on their own when you find the life in heaven. Do you know why? Because people become powerful when they be spiritual. Every powerful man is a spiritual man. I'm telling you. Even those who claim they don't believe in God believe in something. Yes. Oh, true or false? Tell you. The king might not call upon the name of the Lord, but they believe in they believe in something. No, how do you want to corrupt the egg? It's impossible. So God says, fight that life and live that life with precision so the physical life can respond to you. If not, you'll be shocked how the enemy will cause you to believe in physical things. And then at the apex of your life, you come back to square one. Are you blessed already? Are you blessed already? So when people pray or when they mature in prayer, they begin to live their destiny life. That life, you don't decide that life. Heaven decides that life for you. Yours is to just obey. Look at me. I'm ending now. Your life is a reflection of every principle you obey or disobey. God does not determine the end. Your obedience does.
Are you blessed?
So when people pray, they develop that grace, that stamina, that inner tenacity to live a life of destiny. Because destiny is all that you have. Oh. You see, such a beauty to behold, the beauty God has in mind for man. It's humbling to see what God intends to do with man. You see, many people are telling us that we are lucky. We are not lucky people. Luck has no existence in this kingdom. Even that favor came in two ways. There is earthly favor and supernatural favor. Oh, do you know that? Do you know the Bible says, and Christ had favor with both God and man. So you can have favor with man and you can lack favor with God. So you need the two. Does that make sense? And even the two that worked, it came because God gave us the grace to understand principles and spirit. Does it make sense? Watch me. God says, pray again. Pray until prayer has prayed. You don't pray and stop because you are tired. You stop because you've actually begun. You didn't hear me. Now, you see, if you press him further, you will experience God. The encounters men I have, you're not different from them. No. Are you blessed? Elijah is not just a person. He's a system. I'm ending with this. One thing that would actualize your essence of existence on earth will not be the things you received by whatever a man explored. Your discovery will give us the essence of existence. There's no value to who you are as a person until you discover parties in the spirit. That name you have must serve as a system where God can depend on to give life unto others. We call the God of Abraham, not because Abraham made God, but because Abraham saw something in God that God says, you've discovered this pattern, so come in the call of Abraham. Nah. My last word. If you must die as anything on earth, die as a message.
Thank you, and God bless you for listening to Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. Don't forget to share with us how this message has been a blessing to you and your family on +324 920904 54 or email us at office@benjaminfodjo.org. Follow Prophet Benjamin on Facebook, YouTube, podcast at Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. On Instagram is Benjamin_Fodjo. Twitter is @SeniorBenjaminFodjo. And on WhatsApp site is www.benjaminfodjo.org. Wisdom Moment with Prophet Benjamin Fodjo. The vision, the mission, the passion.